Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. You know, people ask me all the time about our weekend videos. I have a tendency to still call them telecasts because for several years we were on television and we referred to them as telecasts. I don't know if they're telecasts anymore, but they're videos that we post to YouTube and then we feed them over to our ministry Facebook page and we then post them to our homepage, paulwhiteministries.com, so they're all accessible right there. We set these up to post in the middle of the night on Saturday night, Sunday morning. So if you're on the West Coast like me, that video hits the website, YouTube, around 12:30 in the morning on Sunday morning. If you're on the East Coast, it's going to hit around 3:30 in the morning, Sunday morning. And if you're in Europe, you're going to pick it up sometime early Sunday morning, mid-Sunday morning, and so on and so forth down the line. And a lot of people ask us, when is such and so going to air? So from time to time, and I'm trying to do this once a month, I like to tell you when some of these are going to air. Don't worry, we're going to get into Romans 5, verse 7 here in a second. I just want to do this real quick. This past Sunday morning, we aired the second sermon, or the second part of the second sermon, from our recent trip to Burnsville, Mississippi. We did a Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, but the Saturday morning was a marathon session where we had no music. They just wanted me to teach. We went like an hour and a half. So I broke that one into two sessions because that's a long time for people to watch. So that we aired the second half of that Saturday morning from Burnsville this last weekend. So this coming weekend, we will post the Saturday night called The Slow Pace of Transformation. That is a message that deals with the Holy Spirit's power to change you and how it doesn't always move as quickly as we would like, but what that might look like and how to see that happen. That was the Saturday night. That will air this coming Sunday. The next Sunday, we will take a break from the Burnsville set of sermons simply because I always post my Victorville, California home meeting Colossians study prior to my meeting. Because we have a lot of people that come to that meeting, and I want them to be up to speed. So the third Sunday of February, we will actually air our Victorville, California, Colossians Bible study. That was called Grace Talk from Colossians 4, and it deals with how grace can be displayed through your tongue, how you speak grace, and what that looks like on the planet, and what that will do for the kingdom. And then the final Sunday of February, we will get back to the Burnsville, Mississippi videos, and we will air the Sunday morning video. And that is in my opinion, one of the most powerful sermons the Lord has given us in a while in regards to your state, your standing in the New Covenant. It'll air the final weekend of February, and it's called New Covenant Accounting. It deals with some of the things we dealt with here on the DDP in chapter 4 about logizomai from the book of Romans, where Paul gives an accounting term, and we go really a lot deeper in that sermon, of course, over that course of that hour than we did over these little podcasts. So that's the February schedule, and then in March, we start to roll out we have a couple more in the backup that will roll out in the month of March. All right, I'll get to that as we roll into that month. Romans chapter 5, verse 7, For a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man, someone would even dare to die. Of course, the context has to do with the death of Christ in verse 6, in which Christ died for ungodly people. Remember, in Romans 4, Christ justifies ungodly people. In Romans 5, he tells you how, because Christ died for ungodly people, and says that here's to display how unusual the death of Christ was for a group of ungodly people. Paul says, for a righteous man, rarely, he uses scarcely, would someone die. Perhaps for a good man, someone might die. So the contrast is, look how bad we are, and Christ died for us. Would you die for a righteous man? He says, rarely would anybody die for a righteous man. Perhaps someone would die for a good man. Now, I don't want to read too much into this illustration Paul uses, but I do find it at least somewhat interesting that Paul elevates a good man above a righteous man. He says, a righteous man nobody would die for. A good man someone might die for. So his way of saying an ungodly man, forget it. Forget it. But yet Christ dies for an ungodly man. The perception of a righteous man versus a good man is that a good man is at least a little bit more worthy of dying for than a righteous man. And I think this is through the lens of a lifetime of righteousness derived from performance. And the only illustration that a Jew had of a righteous man was a Pharisee. And it's basically Paul saying nobody would die for, very few people would die for one of those guys. A few people might die for a good guy. Notice he lists a good guy as slightly more worthy of your sacrifice than a righteous guy. And most of us would say those two are the same thing. But through the lens of a man who has come up through Judaism, a righteous man, I think, is more exemplified by a Pharisee, while a good man would be what? Well, it would not be an example of piety or righteousness, but perhaps interpersonally, someone who is at least good to their neighbor. Paul says you might get someone to die for him. So while Paul's using it to contrast who we are and the fact that Christ died for us in spite of ourselves, I see something deep there to the mentality towards quote-unquote righteous men, because the righteous standard by which Paul has built the first 4.5 chapters of Romans in the lens of man's righteousness is that which is attached to the law. And he says, that kind of righteousness, forget it. Nobody's going to die for that. Good man, perhaps, somebody would die for. But guaranteed, no one dying for the ungodly except Christ. So tomorrow we move on to verse 8, very famous verse. We'll get into Romans 5:8 then. Hope that you have a great day. Thanks for joining me. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow.